You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Philanthropy is the desire to promote the welfare of others, especially by the generous donation of money to good causes. Thanks to Wikipedia for that. definition. For many organisations and services here in New Zealand, philanthropic funding is the biggest single contributor of non-governmental resources. Public donations, service fees and investment funding make up the rest. A recent report estimates the government underfunds community organisations that it contracts to deliver vital services on its behalf by a considerable and arguably unacceptable margin. The government is funding just under two-thirds of the cost of delivering the services, with 83% of social services providers relying on philanthropic funding to deliver the government's services. In the lead-up to this story, I had no idea just how much of New Zealand services relied on donations just to stay operational. I spoke with Philanthropy NZ Chief Exec Sue McCabe about the recent report that came out. She is a co-founder and trustee of the not-for-profit Community Comms Collective and co-founder and director of social enterprise The Good Registry, and someone I personally thought was obviously very passionate and well-versed when it came to the issue. I started off by asking Sue what the report found.
The report found that essential social services that the government chooses to contract out to community groups to deliver are underfunded by an estimated $630 million a year.
Can you give me some specific examples of what the government is underfunding?
So essential social services cover a wide range of services, but they include things like social workers in schools. So this is an essential service for children and youth who need someone to talk to. Counselling for families where there has been a suicide, or potentially some sort of early intervention where families are raising children with a disability and they need some extra support.
And so what role does Philanthropy New Zealand serve in all of that?
The report found that government is funding less, just under two-thirds of the costs of delivering these core social services, and that the community groups then need to look at how to fund the shortfall. They fund the shortfall through a range of means, for example, going to the public and asking for donations. They might have run businesses on the side. They might have corporate sponsorship. And another way that they're funding it, quite a major way, is they're applying to different philanthropic trusts and grant makers for funding to cover their services.
So why isn't the government funding it, basically? Is it because that they use these philanthropic services as a crutch, do you think, or is it because there's not enough room in the budget? What do you think?
This is a long-standing and complex issue. The government has been only part funding social services for some time, and you'd need to ask them why they don't fund social services fully. There is always a lot of financial pressures on government, but the impact of underfunding these services is unacceptable, so the government does need to look at how they can fully fund these costs, because the impact of this underfunding is, you know, staff burnout and not-for-profits, and our most vulnerable New Zealanders sometimes missing out on services that they need to participate fully in society.
And so what kind of roadmap would you give me in terms of, you know, what to do next? So what should the government do next in terms of just like a plan for the rollout of funding?
The report that the Social Services Providers Aotearoa has put out contains a number of recommendations for what needs to happen next in the immediate, medium and longer term. The issue is complex, but a key thing is that the government needs to fully fund these important services. It needs to fund these services like it funds its own government departments, because the services being provided are just as critical. So the next step is for the government to address this in its next government budget. And even before that, we've now been told through this report that there is a group of senior officials in government agencies looking at how to make social services more effective, and we would like to be involved in those discussions, which would see the implementation of one of the recommendations in this report, which is that government needs to involve social service providers and the philanthropic sector around the solutions in order for the system to come right.
Now, it's interesting that you say that you'd like to be more involved. I'm just wondering, what kind of dialogue has the government had with you in the past?
So the philanthropic sector engages with government on a daily basis all around the country. We work really collaboratively and constructively. There are a number of services in other sectors and in the social sector, but, you know, education, health, etc., where there's kind of joint kind of funding between government and philanthropy for important community services. But we need to be talking to government about this at a system level, not about program X or program Y in a particular area, but actually about the system and how to come up with a different kind of funding approach.
Interesting. What do you mean by system level? I'm not sure what that means.
We want to talk to government about the way it funds social services across the board. Yeah. Instead, currently, what is happening is that system is not right. The government is funding social services, and then philanthropy and grant makers are kind of picking it up reactively on a program by program basis. And that's putting the burden on the community organisations, who often need to employ extra resource or use volunteers to think, oh, how are we going to come up with this funding shortfall for an essential service? And that's using kind of scarce resource for something that's not actually that helpful.
So what kind of changes would you personally recommend, do you think?
The government needs to think about how it can fully fund the social services that it seeks that the not-for-profit sector deliver on its behalf.
Just before I let you go, Sue, do you have any sort of final thoughts around the topic?
I think that to make sure that you're aware, so Philanthropy New Zealand, we're like a peak body, so we don't give out funding ourselves, but we've got members who give out the funding. So basically, these community groups are applying to a whole range of different organisations for funding, like community trusts, and energy trusts and family foundations, and, you know, there's no guarantee that they get the funding.
But you sort of facilitate that in a way.
Well, what we do is we're like a peak body for the philanthropic sector. So we kind of connect these funders so that, you know, we can advocate on issues like this. You know, we offer professional development for different funders, like we put on a conference, we bring people together, we get together groups of funders that have got a particular interest, like funding the environment or funding youth or funding education, so they kind of know what's going on and they can collaborate with each other rather than working in silos. So that's the type of thing that we do. We don't actually hold funds ourselves.
That's really interesting. All right, well, thank you very, very much for your time. I really, really appreciate it.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.